for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Welcome back to Juno Afternoon and back to my conversation with Michael Livingston about Benny Benson, the Alaska Native boy who designed Alaska's flag in 1927. Like an onion, we have been peeling away layers of history to get to the heart of a story that seems so unlikely, that a boy who grew up in such hard times and lived almost all of his childhood in an orphanage was the one who would design what is considered one of the most beautiful state flags in America. You describe him as a man of few words. Did he ever talk about how he got the idea to use the Big Dipper on a field of blue?
He did talk about where the design came from, but there's some audio recordings and there's some video recordings. It's not extremely clear, but now that we know that Benny was born on September 12th, 1912, as opposed to October 12th, 1913, I think it's important that historians go back and re-examine the history of Benny Benson. And to also examine it from a geological perspective. One important event that happened about that time period was the eruption of Katmai volcano, a huge explosion, larger than many that have occurred since then. And so before we might have thought that happened before Benny was born, but as it turns out, Benny was likely still in his mother's womb, having been there for maybe 6 months. And so even though he wasn't born, it's possible that that impacted him too, because Chignik is relatively close to Katmai, massive explosion, something like a cubic mile or 3 cubic miles, a huge amount of ash and rocks shot up. That ash went away, certainly covered Kodiak with feet of ash, as well as the whole region, Katmai Village, and also floated as far away as Africa.
Is this the explosion that's known as Nova Erupta?
Exactly. The 1912 eruption of Katmai. Yeah, huge. Even though Benny wasn't born yet, that might have influenced him. Certainly people were looking skyward. And then traveling on the ship from Chignik to Unalaska, living in Unalaska, looking up at the stars, that certainly might have affected Benny. His Unangah heritage, too, might have influenced his life and his artistic skills in terms of what's important. And certainly celestial bodies are very important in the Unangah culture. They're kind of viewed as being very spiritual, and it's important to talk kindly about the stars and the moon. And if you don't, there's going to be consequences. Things are going to rain down upon you. So that certainly might have affected the design of the Alaska state flag also.
So how did people come to think that Benny was from Kodiak and Aleutik?
So after Ugaishak Island, he had won that $1,000 from the flag contest, and he decided he wanted to go to diesel school in Seattle. So he moved to Seattle, lived there for a while. There was a news article about him that had a photograph of him. A young woman who lived in Seattle saw the news article, found the article attractive, found the photograph of Benny attractive, went over, knocked on his door and met him. And they eventually married and had children. And then Benny ended up missing Alaska. He decided to move to Kodiak. And at this point in time, he was about age 38. He worked as an airplane mechanic in Kodiak, did really good work. Back then, airplanes were covered with fabric material. Benny talks about paddling a Bidarka, a sea kayak that was covered with sea lion hides, and there might have been some similarities between Bidarkas and airplanes. Like his father, Benny had poor circulation in his legs. If I remember the story correctly, and I think I do, he ended up losing a leg and eventually died. And again, you have to remember, this is before the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. This was before the fine hospitals that we have. Benny was racking up bills and unable to pay his medical bills. And tragically, at age 59, he passed away, was buried in Kodiak at the Kodiak Cemetery. So that might be why Benny is quite often identified as Aleutik. He lived in Kodiak and is buried in Kodiak.
You mentioned all those theories about how Benny Benson would have developed a relationship with the sky that might have inspired this design for the flag. But did he ever say anything specific about what was behind his design?
There might be some clues in what he wrote on the actual entry. So he drew the flag and then he wrote a few sentences, and there might be some clues in that. And what he wrote is the blue field is for the Alaska sky and the forget-me-not, an Alaska flower. The North Star is for the future of the state of Alaska, the most northerly of the Union. The Dipper is for the Great Bear, representing strength. And again, he misspelled the word strength. So there might be some clues in what he wrote about how he came up with the design.
So what happened to the design? How did they sort of polish it up?
There was a slight difference in between Benny's actual entry. On the bottom part of it, he wrote 1867, which is the year that Alaska was transferred from Russia to Alaska. The year 1867 was deleted from the actual flag. But other than that, it stayed pretty true to what Benny designed.
And what did his design look like? Was it in crayon, watercolor, construction paper?
So I've seen the actual entry at the Alaska State Museum Archives and Library in Juneau. It looks like it might have been watercolor, but it was thicker paint. And so there's a flagpole coming up on the top of the flagpole. There's a round ball. There's a couple gold tassels coming off of where the ball is attached. And then there's a blue wavy flag and the Big Dipper and the North Star.
And to think that we can go see the original here in Juneau, just go over to the State Museum. That's where it lives. So I guess this story of Benny Benson should be important to Juneau. Of course, you know, we are the state capital.
It is an important story for Juneau. And I've had the privilege of visiting the Alaska State Museum Library and Archives. And I'm probably not getting those names all in the right sequence, but the people there were wonderful and very helpful. And they have very carefully guarded all of these documents since the 1920s. And so I'm very grateful for the people that take time to guard those. So yes, it's important to Juneau, but it's important to every other location, village, city, community in Alaska, because it's our state flag. I think we should be real proud of it. And we should learn more about Benny Benson, the young Alaska Native boy who designed that flag.
It's interesting because the story of Benny Benson is a story about the time as much as anything. And it's bigger than the story of a boy, perhaps.
It is bigger than the story of a boy. It's kind of the tough times that were going on back then. This was close to the Dust Bowl era in the United States, shortly after the First World War and a devastating epidemic. It wasn't far away from the Great Depression. So it's a story of survival and perseverance and keeping a positive attitude like Benny did.
So did Benny have children? We know that his wife saw him in an article and loved his picture and had to meet him. That's a great story right there. But did that couple have children?
They did. They did have children, but it seems like Benny ended up distancing himself. He did later end up marrying a second time. His second wife, he actually met at the Jesse Lee home in Unalaska when Benny was about 4, his brother Carl was about 2, and a woman named Anne was about 2. So they were all very young, but Benny stayed in touch with her. She had her family, he had his family. Later on, they ended up marrying.
Who would have thought? What an interesting life he led, interesting path there. So you've done a lot of research into Benny Benson. So I have to ask, is there anything else that you're wondering about or haven't found out about? I mean, you solved a number of mysteries. Are there still more to solve in your mind?
There are still mysteries. So there's basically 4 items on birth certificates: the person's date of birth, the person's location of birth, the person's mother, the person's father. The court order from the Alaska Superior Court Judge Adolf Zeman corrected his date of birth and his mother's maiden name. I think there's still two errors on his birth certificate. I'm 99% sure they're errors because it says Chignik. Well, it can't be Chignik because there's three Chignik's. There's Chignik Bay, Chignik Lagoon, and Chignik Lake. We don't know which one of those three Chignik's Benny was born in. The other error on his birth certificate is his father's name. His father was, some reports say Swedish, but some say Norwegian. And it says his father's name is John Ben Benson Sr. Well, John Ben Benson is not a name in Swedish. John Ben Benson is not a name in Norwegian. I've tried to trace down his Scandinavian ancestry without success. So his father is really a mystery. And there's quite a few other mysteries, but those are some of the big ones. One of the, I think, the neatest things that we kind of saw in our research is that upcoming in about 5 years is the 100-year anniversary of Benny's flag being raised in Seward. So about June 9th, 2027 is the 100-year anniversary. So we have about 5 years to get prepared for that, to do more family tree research. I think it would be awesome if we had some contests, not for a flag, because we have one of the best flags, if not the best flag in the United States flag category. But I think the contest should focus on Benny, art contest about what Benny looked like, not when he was age 45, like some of the monuments and sculptures are, but when he was age 14. And I think those, it would be neat to have a drawing contest, to have a painting contest, and to create a full-size bronze statue of Benny holding that Alaska state flag with the proud look on his face, and to have those statues certainly where he was born in Chignik, where he lived in the Jesse Lee home in Unalaska, where he lived in the Jesse Lee home in Seward, and where he lived and passed away in Kodiak, and certainly as well as Juneau. So it'd be nice to have many of these bronze statues created to honor Benny Benson.
Well, that is a beautiful vision, and I hope it happens. And anything else before we go that you wanted to share?
Well, I think the story of Benny Benson needs to be carried on for many generations in the future, for other people to research and to try to figure out the mysteries that we weren't able to figure out. With advancing technology, it'd be awesome to see 3D animations created by open source programs such as Blender 3.0 to recreate what it was like for Benny in Chignik, in Unalaska, in Seward, in Kodiak, in Seattle, and basically to create a film about what his life was like so that future generations can be remembered. It's also part of Ununga culture when we have basically community heroes like Benny to create songs and dance and body ornamentations so that they won't be forgotten for future generations.
For the Ununan people, it must be quite an exciting thing to discover this hero after all these years.
The feedback that I've received from the Ununga people and from others has been very, very positive. To find out that Benny was a member of the Kaulungan tribe, the Sea Lion tribe of Unalashka, and that he's a descendant of the native village of Iyak, the people there are very excited. They're very carefully reading the 81-page journal article that we published. They're looking at these names and they're saying, I'm related to these people. I'm related to Benny Benson. That's my great-great-grandfather's name. That's my great-great-grandmother's name. And so people are very excited. They're just tickled pink to find out that there may be direct family connections to the designer of the handsome Alaska state flag. There is one last thing I'd like to add. So long story short, we now know that the word Alaska is Ununga. And in addition, following years of research, we know that the Alaska flag, the handsome Alaska flag, is also Ununga.
What an interesting coincidence.
It really is. And what to me, what's particularly interesting is it looks like the word Alaska comes from the word Unalashka. And Benny Benson's mother, Tatiana, was born and raised in Unalaska. Benny Benson's grandparents were from Unalaska. So there really seems to be a focal point in the Fox Islands and the Aleutian Islands and the village of Unalaska, the Iliilyuk, the beach that curves.
Oh, boy. Well, thank you so much for giving us a better connection to our flag by knowing the story behind it.
You're quite welcome.
that was Michael Livingston, who spearheaded the research into Benny Benson's age and heritage and went one step further to get a court order to correct his birth certificate. Michael Livingston works for the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association, where he has helped to document its history.